This is program number LW2169. Well, Janie Simmons was a writer. She had worked with the local television station for many years and could dash off copy with the greatest of ease. She was also an accomplished singer. Janie was also a CPA. But above all, Janie was and is a Christian. Hi, this is Larry West. When Janie left town to begin a new job in New York, she was assigned to work on an account with a fellow named Charlie Fowler. When Janie walked into Charlie's office that day, Charlie was sitting at his desk, and Charlie's gaze roamed up and down as Janie approached his desk. He grinned with the grin of that proverbial fox and decided then and there that he liked what he saw and that this one would be a real pushover. Charlie came in early the next morning and found Janie alone in her office. She was reading. "What you reading?" Charlie asked. "Playgirl magazine?" "Oh, no," Janie said. "I'm reading something much more interesting." "No kidding," Charlie responded with a notable lack of originality. "Well," he said, "what are you reading?" "A personal letter." "What's the writer's name?" "John," she said. "And really, I guess," she said, "I guess it's not a personal letter after all." Well, Charlie became puzzled. What in the world was she talking about? He pressed on. "Well, who is it addressed to?" "To Christians," Janie said as she lifted a small New Testament up that he might see then what it was she was reading. She said, "I was reading 1 John. Well, Charlie's face turned pale. He was so caught off guard, he couldn't hide his clumsiness. "Excuse me, Jamie," he mumbled as he walked off. "A friend of mine told me of the incident, a fellow named Dan. And in case you would wonder how Dan found out about it, Charlie told it to him. Charlie told him himself. Charlie told Dan about it while they were waiting for Mrs. Charlie Fowler. Janie Simmons was her maiden name. They were waiting for her to meet them for lunch. Dan said that when she walked up to Charlie and him, she looked prettier than ever. As for Charlie, I guess you could say he was the pushover. He found something worth going after, something really worth going after, that day. The only way he could get it, though, was for his intentions to become honorable." If you're a woman and you wonder what a man really wants from a woman, it's not what you see in Playboy magazine. Oh, now sure, every normal male has his sexual appetites, but if you're wondering what a man really wants out of a woman, frankly, and you can believe this, it's those things that will help him to know what it means to have a life filled with respect. Respect for her, respect for himself, respect for life in general. He can go out and find any pushover, but after the passion of the moment has gone and he's lost respect for her, for himself, for life in general, he finds himself still frustrated, still looking for something he really wants. Personal confession time, okay? Frankly, I am so glad that I was not attracted to my wife simply by the way she wears her hair or her clothes or the way she smells so nice. All those things are important, yes, but I found in her something much more valuable. I found in my wife a very virtuous woman. The Bible says that the virtuous woman has a worth that's far above rubies. Why? Well, this is the way the Bible puts it. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. The Bible then describes her kind of integrity. It's right there in the Bible in Proverbs 31. At the end of that Bible chapter, it says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." Then the Bible says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who," now get this, "a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." If you're a woman and you want to give a man what he really wants, the best advice I could possibly give to you is to please clothe yourself with the virtues listed in Proverbs 31 of the Bible. That's what a man really wants. When you give him that, he then becomes a real pushover. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.